The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
Extremely unusual situation in the dental practice. We'll be talking about this right now. Hello, I am Dr. David Maddow, along with...
I'm Dr. Richard Maddow. We are your co-hosts on the Dental Practice Fixers. And we do have kind of a crazy question today, don't you think?
I'd say bizarre.
The things that dentists get themselves into.
I couldn't have said that any better. We really do. We allow this stuff. Let's start with the question. I don't want to tease anything more.
Yeah, I agree. No teasing. But hey, before we do that, speaking of the things dentists get themselves into, some dentists are in a practice situation where maybe they're not happy. They feel they're not earning enough money. Just things aren't going exactly the way they felt. They're having trouble reaching their goals or struggling in some way or another. And that tends to be a lot of us. And if you're in that category, Dave and I just want to let you know, we have a solution for you. Well, we're going to be talking about it at our upcoming masterclass. It is October 26th. 2019. It's a Saturday. For many of you watching, it's next week. But hey, we still have a few openings left. It's a small, intimate group of dentists, and we just talk about so much great stuff, give you some incredible ways that you can overcome these things, grow your practice, learn, and work with us to just make your practice better and your life better. So it's October 26th. You can get your butt moving and get to Baltimore, and it will be worth it. There's no question about it.
Many dentists that come say it was the best day they've ever spent in dentistry because it really allows them to kind of reflect and take their practices to the next level. So it's at the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success, as Rich said, in Baltimore. By the way, easily accessible from almost anywhere in the U.S. because Baltimore happens to be a major hub for Southwest. So if you're in a city or near a fairly major airport, it's simple and fairly inexpensive to get to Baltimore. Come to Baltimore. Right. As they say, come to Baltimore for the masterclass.
Just go to masterclass.maddow.com. You'll get all the information you need. If you happen to be listening to this or watching this after October 26th, still go to masterclass.maddow.com because you can see some other dates that we have on our calendar, and we would love to meet you. We'll be there personally, some members of our coaching team, Team Maddow. It's an incredible day. So also, it's free, F-R-E-E. It's free, and we even feed you. So check it out.
Doctors only.
Okay, here's our question for today. It says, hey, guys. I always talk about how people address us.
You really do.
Fixers. Hey, guys. I like that. There are a couple of guys. Hey, guys. I have an unusual situation that you might be able to help me with. I have a patient who has been coming to me for many years. He's a good guy, gets his recommended treatment completed, etc. Here's the problem. The last two times he has needed a crown, he has had his buddy, who is a dentist in Florida, do the prep and impression when he's been there on vacation. Then the crown is sent to me for an insert. The last one, just a few weeks ago, needed quite a bit of adjustment and honestly could have used a re-impress. He tells me to, and this is in quote marks, charge whatever is reasonable to glue the crown in, unquote. When the first crown just dropped right in, it was one thing, but the more recent one was different. Any suggestions? I don't take this personally and want to do the best for my patients. Am I being a sucker, a dental practice fixer listener in the great state of Michigan? What do you think, man?
Well, I like when he said, one of the last things he said, any suggestions? Yeah, I've got a suggestion. I've got a great suggestion for you.
And that is?
Don't flip and do that. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's stupid. I mean, to let some dentist down in Florida prep and impress for a crown and then the lab just sends it to Michigan for the other dentist to insert. That is just no. You can't.
There's so many issues here. Yeah. I'm guessing the friend is not charging him for the prep, temp, and impression. I mean, that could be wrong, but let's just say that. And then he comes up to Michigan and maybe figures, well, you know, this guy can just pop it in, charge me any fee once. It'll still be cheaper than if I had to pay the full fee for a crowd. But then so many issues come up besides the cost. I mean, who's responsible for this crown? What if the crown fails, the porcelain cracks? What if it does need a reimpression? All these things, I agree. I say, put your foot down and say, I'm so sorry, I won't be able to do this. But, you know, I think the first, one of the first things he said is the key here. I have a patient who's been coming to me for many years. He's a good guy, gets his recommended treatment completed, et cetera. And I think for many dentists, it's just hard to say no to a good patient.
Well, it's funny that he's a good guy. He gets his recommended treatment completed. Okay, so that's a great opportunity. If this guy is, see, it's one thing if the guy was like totally non-compliant and never did anything, but he says, oh, he's a good guy. He gets everything done pretty much. So I would just have a face-to-face with this guy and say, look, you know, and explain to him why it's really not just a simple matter of gluing a crown in for a couple seconds. It's much more involved than that. And I think if the patient understands that, he might say, well, okay, yeah, I do get it. So you got to either go to one dentist or the other. You can't like split it up between half and half. Now, it would also be a little weird if he's got his dentist, you say it was in Michigan, right?
Yes.
He's got his dentist in Michigan, but then every time he needs a crown, he jumps on a plane and goes down to Florida and has the dentist do the whole thing. That would be weird too. You pretty much have to pick your dentist and that person is going to be responsible for your dental care. And you can't just be jumping all over the country and getting stuff done. And especially you can't get half done here and half done there. You can't do that.
Pick your dentist and go with it, man. Well, absolutely. I think the way that you just phrased that kind of points to something that I think that this is just a classic example of people feeling the dental treatment is a commodity. Like, hey, yeah, of course I can get this done here. They'll just send the crown up here. This guy can pop it in. It's no different than, you know, if I can buy a car from this dealer and get it serviced in another place, because, you know, the dealer, it's a car dealership. They use the same parts. They have trained mechanics. What the hell's the difference? And again, I think it's really our responsibility to let our patients know that dentistry is not a commodity. A crown's not a crown. It's not a crown. It's not a crown. Every dentist has their own way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And that as a dentist, I feel like I really need to stand behind my treatment, that I know this, what if the dentist in Florida doesn't think this tooth needs a crown? There's so many what ifs here that basically pick your dentist and go with it. I like that.
Yeah. So what you just said really summarizes it very well. I think the dentist in Michigan needs to just sit down, have face-to-face time with the patient, explain it exactly the way you just did. You know, it's not a commodity. Every dentist does things a little bit differently. The way your dentist in Florida is preparing this tooth for a crown, if he even thinks it needs it, is going to be most likely different than the way I would do it. Neither is right, neither is wrong, but we all have our style. And I don't feel comfortable putting a crown in that somebody else prepared and some lab just sends it to me. No, that's not really what dentistry is.
Why don't you just stay in Florida an extra week and have your friend insert the crown?
Well, probably because this guy's too cheap. It's going to cost a few extra bucks. And if he did that, he could just have the guy in Michigan do the whole thing. So I don't know.
Right. It's kind of like a different version of dental tourism. Like, this guy's not going to Mexico to get 6 implants and abutments and crowns done. He's just going inside the U.S. to get the first step of a procedure done. And then the dentist in Michigan is stuck with everything else. Not cool.
And like we said a little while ago, it opens up like all these like legal questions and possibilities, like who's responsible? What happens if something breaks? I think my first comment was absolutely not. There's no way if I were the dentist in Michigan, I would not allow this to happen. I would put my foot down right away, nip it in the butt, as some people say.
Not in the butt anymore.
We're going to take it a step further. We're not going to nip it in the butt. It's going to be totally in the butt.
Wow. That's scary. What if the dentist in Michigan says, sure, I can, and I'll use his terms, glue the crown in for you, but I'm after that point, I'm completely responsible for this crown, any remakes, any issues. So I do have to charge you the full crown fee to do that.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, I think, all kidding aside, I think it would be worth every bit of the entire crown fee for the guy in Michigan to charge, because
and the guy certainly wouldn't be going to see his buddy in Florida anymore.
Right. So that could nip it in the butt right there.
I'm guessing this guy doesn't have insurance either, because that would just lead to even more complications.
Let's just say the whole thing is a total mess. Doctor, don't do it. Do not allow that to happen ever again.
Yeah, before we put it to rest, though, I just want to make kind of the broad statement. I never let anything go to rest, right?
Never, never.
I've got so many dead horses I'm kicking, or whatever they say, beating. Oh, that's a horrible phrase. I would never beat a dead horse.
By the way,
if you're not a live horse.
If we're going to talk about never allowing things to rest, I mean, I'm talking about that time back when we were both in junior high and mom served you for, and I was, I don't know, I was just really, I'm still pissed at you about that. I think she served, I don't even know what it was. It was.
Oh, not ridiculous. Another therapy session. Now I forgot what I was going to say. I know what I'm going to say.
Good.
I think another really broad contextual point from this is that, yes, we try to really be accommodating to our patients. Yes, we really try to love our patients and do the best we can for them. But it's our show. We cannot let them run the show. We cannot let a patient say, oh, why don't you just glue this crown? We cannot let a patient say, I don't want x-rays. We can't let a patient say, can't you just give me a regular cleaning? I don't want that fancy schmancy scaling and root planing shit. And every time we do that, we get in trouble. So we always want to be kind. We always want to hear and understand the patient's point of view and do the best that we can. But when it comes to treatment, we run the show, and we can't forget that.
Let me tell you, man, I could not have said that any better. So I think that's a good point. I mean, it's a good point to stop this.
I couldn't agree more.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Speaking, I called the Left Sit show last night. I was on again.
No way. You're like a regular there now.
I know. I think so. Wow.
That is fantastic.
All right. Hey, we've got a really interesting call of the week for you. But before we do, I just want to remind you again, because somebody put up a great question in the Dental Place, our Facebook forum, which you can join if you just go on Facebook and search for the Dental Place. But they were asking about recommendations for a credit card processor. I'm thinking, like, don't you listen to the Dental Practice Fixers? Don't you read our posts all the time? You don't even have to ask. It's a no-brainer. It's the no-brainer's no-brainer. Fat Merchant is the absolute best credit card processing company for so many reasons. One, they're super high-tech. It's completely seamless to change to them. They give you a free terminal, but mostly they don't charge a percentage for every charge. They don't charge the overage percentage, just a low monthly fee. So they're the best to use, and you will save money. Like, what? I cannot believe you posted this question in the Dental Place. Just use Fat Merchant. We use it at the Maddow Center. They are amazing. You'll save money every single month. Just go to bit.ly/fatmad. That's with two T's. FATTMAD. If you're watching the video of the podcast, it's right below. But if you're not, if you're listening to audio, that's great. Just take a second and write this down. bit.ly/FATTMAD. You'll start saving money and have better credit card processing immediately, just like we do here at the Maddow Center.
I think this is one of the most no-brainers, because it's
one no-brainer. What?
Well, because it's 100% certain that if you go with Fat Merchant, you're going to save money. It's like, okay, so a lot of times we talk about the dental lab, Maverick lab, that we recommend highly, and we offer 3 free crowns. I mean, and who wouldn't do that? But you know that. But still, there's a step. You got to start working with another lab. Which, by the way, 99% of the time, people use Maverick and they get the 3 free crowns and love it and continue working with Maverick. But you know, still, it's something that they need to change. But with Fat Merchant, it's like, you know, you pretty much contact them. They do everything for you, and right away you start saving money every single month. Like I said, it's the no-brainer. There's no reason not to do it at all. Zero reason.
Just laziness, I guess, right? Well, I've been getting ripped off by this bank for 10 years, exactly. And I'm happy and comfortable getting ripped off by this bank, and I just want to keep doing it that way.
I don't get it. I don't know. That's exactly right.
It ain't broken. I'm not going to fix it. It doesn't mean there's not something better.
Rich, one of the most common questions we get from a lot of our podcast listeners, the Dental Practice Fixers listeners and viewers, is, so I'm really loving your show. I'm kind of new to you guys. What else do you guys do? And although we do a lot of different things, it's probably the best thing we can get people started with is our e-newsletter. We several times per week, we come out with a newsletter that is very, very informative, dental practice tips, hacks, tricks, things like that, special offers from us, all kinds of great things. And it's totally, totally free. We never share your name. We never sell your name. We never spam you or anything like that. And it's simple to get on our list so you can be get the Matto Brothers, the Matto Center e-newsletter. Simply go to matto.com. It's M-A-D-O-W.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. It'll say something like sign up for our free e-newsletter. And right there, it just takes like a matter of 5 seconds. You're on our list. If for some reason you don't love it, it's simple. You just unsubscribe. But again,
no one's ever done that.
Most people stick with it for a long time because it's free. And dentists love free. You know, Rich, I heard the statistic a while ago. I'm going to bring this back and tell me if you can confirm this. But dentists love free things. And it's been told that when they go to a dental conference or something like that, they will actually stand in a line for 30 to 40 minutes for a free half bagel.
Wow. That's actually a piece of data.
It's like a statistic. It's a statistic. It's been looked at in many different. Free half bagel.
Just a half bagel.
30 to 40 minutes for a free half bagel.
Is there lox involved? Any lox or cream cheese or capers involved?
That would probably be a slightly longer line, but for just a free plain half bagel, 30 to 40 minutes.
Wow, very interesting statistic. I just want to get back to the e-newsletter for a second because today a great one went out. It was 10 ways to get more patients to get whitening in your practice. We all know what happens when a patient gets their teeth whitened. They become a great referral source. They're prone to more cosmetic treatment. So that was a really good one today. It was written by one of our coaches, Coach Betty Hayden, shared some of her great knowledge. So that's the kind of stuff that we send out several times a week. Really good practice building tips.
Yeah, get on the list. Just go to matto.com, scroll all the way down. And remember, Matto is 1D. It's 1D, M-A-D-O-W. Scroll all the way down and it'll be very clear. Sign up for our free newsletter.
Super cool. Let's get to our call of the week.
Thank you for choosing. This is Marley. How can I help you?
Hi, I was looking on your website. I saw the special price. It was $59 for cleaning, exam, and digital x-rays. So,
yes, sir.
What does that mean, digital x-rays? What does digital x-rays mean?
Digital x-rays are just like, you know, a basic digital camera. So it's just kind of like holding your cell phone. We don't have to like make the I just forgot the word just came out of my head right now. You know, the old school x-rays where they used to have to like drop them in the developer and things like that. We don't do that anymore. So now it's just like as easy as like your camera, you know, taking pictures with like digital. So they're exactly that. They're like digital x-rays that we just use the sensor and then it just digitalizes it into the system for us.
Wow. Sounds fancy.
So it's just as safe as a 15-minute airplane ride.
Oh, where could you get in 15 minutes on an airplane?
No, I know. I know. But it's just like that, though. It's just, you know, it's as safe as getting into an airplane.
Okay, good. And also cleaning exam. What does that mean exactly? What do you get at that appointment?
So doctor will do the initial exam for you. That's included in the $59. And then a preventative cleaning. So preventative cleaning is anything healthy gums. So you have to be a candidate for it. So after the x-rays, if there's no bacteria beneath the gum line, then you would be a candidate for a preventative cleaning. But if it's anything where there's bacteria beneath the gum line or any type of heavy buildup, you would not be a candidate for a preventative cleaning. So we would go over what type of candidate you would be a cleaning for, and then we can go ahead and apply the $59 towards that, but it wouldn't take care of the entire cleaning.
Mm, I see. Okay, good. How do you determine if there's bacteria under the gum line?
X-rays
tell it. Okay. The digital x-rays. Ah, it's all coming back. Great. Well, thank you so much for that information. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a great call.
There was so much information to glean from that call. So many things. I want to know if there's anybody that has no bacteria under their gum line that's actually alive.
I love the way, starting kind of at the end, I love the way the thing went, did a whole 360. And she could have said, like, her final line could have said, digital x-rays. And that would have been just great.
Wah, 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 wah. Right? Yeah, she didn't even realize she did that, but it was pretty crazy, actually. But I didn't know that there were people without bacteria under their gum lines. And then that could be determined by x-rays. I learned so much in this call. It was amazing.
I would say that was an infamous call, that our famous saying, it went from bad to worse.
Worse, and then ended with a thud. But, you know, I think it's just one example of, it's always, I don't know, you really go downhill when you start trying to give clinical information over the phone, especially if the person has no idea what they're talking about. She didn't really know what digital x-rays were. She had no idea, and I don't like the word preventative. I know some people use the word. I like preventative.
Yeah, preventive, preventive.
Neither here nor there on that one, though. But she didn't know what that meant. She didn't know how to determine if someone has perio disease, nor should she even be talking about it over the phone, because everything she said was wrong.
Right. I love the fact that she equated the digital radiographs with an airplane ride. Now, we understood what she – first, the 15-minute airplane ride. Now, we understood that we're dentists. But the average person, she didn't say anything about – the radiation that you might get while you're 30,000 feet above the earth. She just said, like, she made it sound like an airplane ride. Well, so somebody might think, well, yeah, sometimes airplanes crash and it can, you know, can be a little dangerous. They might not have even had any idea what she was even talking about.
Good point. She did not say it's the same amount, which is an incorrect statistic anyway, I believe.
Right.
She didn't even say it's the same amount of radiation as being in an airplane for 15 minutes. She said it's like a 15-minute airplane ride.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I think she got her data mixed up. I think it's, wouldn't you say 15 minutes in the sun would be like a digital bite wings? And the airplane ride, I think, is less, like it's a coast. I think we used to say a full series of x-rays in the old days with lots of radiation. It was like a coast-to-coast airplane ride.
Yeah, and I think that was almost like, you know, who knows whether that's really true or not. But I think the idea is just saying, listen, you know, you're making such a big deal out of not wanting x-rays, but if you had to fly to LA from the East Coast, you know, you probably wouldn't be saying, well, I don't want to do that because of the radiation. Nobody even thinks about that. So stop talking about the radiographs, because it's just a stupid argument. So I think that's how it really came about. But I don't think anybody's really measured the exact amount of radiation that you get from a cross-country flight.
Well, I do want to point out also that as the caller, I never even asked about radiation. I just said, what are digital x-rays?
True. So let me ask you a question. Since we're like harping on her explanation.
Harp away.
Let's say, because I know whenever we speak, Rich, we always talk about office calibration and come up, we try to have office come up with commonly asked questions that you're going to get. You won't get them every day, but the most commonly asked questions. And then as a team, huddle together, figure out like the best possible answers for these questions. So there could have been a very, very simple explanation when you said, what is a digital x-ray? She could have explained that in 10 seconds, very easily on layman's terms. Like we say, if you know, explain something to a fourth or sixth grader on that level is probably the best way to do it, instead of just trying to explain it in a more difficult way. A really simple answer.
What I got to tell you, there's a reason I asked that question, like what are digital x-rays and what's involved in a checkup and cleaning? Because again, we just call these offices randomly. I know, Dave, you probably do the same thing when you do the calls, but I just went on Google and I Googled like dentist, and I just made up the name of a city, just randomly, it came to my head. And then boom, clicked on an office. Their website, when you go on the website, the first thing you see in this huge point size is $59 special exam, cleaning, digital x-rays. So that's what they're, you know, that's what they're advertising. That's what they're pushing in the humongous point size that takes up the entire front page of the website. Seemed to be fair game to ask about that, right? You think since they're publicizing it so much, everybody will be a little more well-versed. I totally agree. The office should be calibrated.
Every office should be calibrated. And also, she just, you know, something, like I said, she went from bad to worse because she wouldn't stop. She was talking about, I think one of the craziest things was she was talking about if you're a candidate for preventative cleaning. So what does that mean? Like you have to enter the debates now and like debate with other candidates and see who comes out ahead? I mean, what does that even mean? A candidate for preventive cleaning?
I think you have to have 300,000 signatures that say you need preventative cleaning.
I'm a candidate.
That was a weird word. I've heard it used before, but it is a strange word.
The whole thing was just crazy. And then, of course, the bottom line is probably the most important point is she did not ask for any information or ask for an appointment. She asked to schedule. She asked nothing. It was horrible.
I totally agree. I was thinking that too. Like the caller said, I saw that you give digital x-rays. So obviously they're interested. What are digital x-rays? She could have like in one sentence said it's the latest high-tech way to do x-rays. They're extremely accurate with very little radiation. And that's the way we love to do things here in the practice. Would you like to come in and schedule your clean? Just something really simple, you know.
Simple.
Might lead to this huge, long, ridiculous conversation. And yeah, never ask for the appointment.
But before we give the grade, which I think I know how we're each going to grade, because we've done this before a little bit. But again, I think it's a classic example of the doctor being in the back thinking that, oh my God, my Madge is just, she's the best. She engages people on the phone and she gives great information and she's fantastic. I couldn't run this practice without her. Meanwhile, look what she's doing. It's ridiculous.
Right, because this woman was very friendly, extremely pleasant to talk to. All those good characteristics that we want in the person that's answering the phone. So I agree. I would see why the doctor would say, we've got a superstar up front. She's great. Yep. She loves people, kind person, pleasant phone voice, all those things she had, but didn't make the appointment.
I'm going to say, Rich, the superstar gets an F.
I'm going to agree. Double F. Okay. Well, that wraps up another episode of The Dental Practice Fixers. Please send in your question. We'd love to hear from you. And that being said, we will see you on the next episode. I'm Dr. Richard Maddo.
Dr. David Maddo, thanks so much for being with us today. Definitely, we'll see you next time.